was parenting my kids, I encouraged them as much as possible by praising them. I told them what a good job they were doing, that they were the best, or that they were right. It wasn't until I started my journey into being a better parent that I realized there is a better way to praise than the words I used. Praising your children is essential, but it's not as simple as it sounds. When done right, praise can boost a child's self-esteem, motivate them, and reinforce positive behaviors. However, when misused, it can lead to unintended adverse effects. Let's dive in to why praising your children is essential, how to do it effectively, and what pitfalls to avoid. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's get into today's topic of praising your kids. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where every episode brings you closer to building self-esteem and stronger, more meaningful relationships with your children. It's important to have a balance between praising your kids, encouraging them, and rewarding to be highly effective. When you are praising your children, praise the effort, not just results. In other words, focus on the process and effort rather than the outcome. For example, you can say, "You're so smart." But a better way is saying, "You worked hard on that project and it shows." Praising the effort, not just the results, teaches children to value hard work and effort over their ability. Encouraging children helps them stay motivated, especially when struggling. You can say things like, "This is tough, but I believe in you," or "Keep going, you're doing great," can be very powerful. Encouragement focuses on the ongoing process and helps children build resilience. When I was the owner of a hectic food trailer and dealing with staff that were becoming overwhelmed because of the volume of orders to get out, I would often say words like, "Only one more order," or "We are getting there," to help them focus on what was right in front of them and not the bigger picture. Offer rewards sparingly. Rewards can motivate children, but you should use them carefully. Instead of always offering material rewards, consider non-material rewards like extra playtime, a special outing, or a simple heartfelt thank you. Here's an example you can try. "Because you've been so helpful today, let's have an extra story at bedtime," can be more meaningful than a toy. As parents, we want to please our kids and often fall into the trap of giving them almost everything they want. At the end of the day, what they want the most is our attention. Put your technology aside and give them your undivided attention. Praising children is more than saying "good job" or "well done" when they do something right. It plays a crucial role in their development and helps shape how they view themselves and their abilities. When you praise your children, you're not only acknowledging their efforts and achievements, but also reinforcing their sense of self-worth and confidence. Here's how. It builds their self-esteem. Positive feedback makes children feel valued and competent. Children who hear positive affirmations about their actions or abilities believe in themselves. This self-belief is crucial as they navigate challenges and develop their identity. Building self-esteem reminds me of my childhood and the effect of my self-esteem. I got high marks on most tests and would come home excited to share my news with my parents. On this one test, I received a score of 99 out of 100. I was so proud of myself until my dad commented on the one incorrect answer. I am sure he was joking, but it stuck with me even now because my parents didn't acknowledge all the correct answers and the hard work of studying to get them. These comments stay with our children well into adulthood and prevent them from reaching their full potential. Recognizing good behavior encourages children to repeat it. Children, like adults, thrive on positive reinforcement. When you acknowledge the behaviors you value in your children, they will understand desirable behaviors and be motivated to exhibit them more frequently. Praise for effort teaches children to value hard work and resilience. As mentioned, emphasizing the process rather than the result helps your children appreciate the importance of perseverance and effort, which are vital life skills. Praising your children strengthens your parent-child bond. Positive reinforcement fosters a nurturing and supportive relationship. When you regularly praise your children, it creates an environment of trust and support, which is essential for a strong emotional bond. In the example with my dad in math, I would have had a stronger bond with my dad if he had acknowledged the hard work and effort I put in to get the 99 answers correct. Here is a list of encouraging words and phrases. Effective praise is specific and sincere. Instead of generic statements like, "good job," which is what I did, try to describe what you see and feel. Here are some detailed ways to offer praise. I've mentioned this so many times before. Acknowledge effort. Children often put significant effort into their task, even if the outcome isn't perfect. Recognizing this effort teaches them that hard work is valued. For example, you might say, "I saw how hard you worked on that puzzle. You were patient and didn't give up." Acknowledging effort shows you value the effort more than just the completed puzzle. Or even recognizing if they make the slightest effort when doing a chore, such as making their bed. You can say something like, "I saw that you pulled your sheets up and did the best to straighten them." Recognize specific actions. Specific praise helps children understand what behavior you value as a parent and why. So instead of saying, "You were good today," you could say, "Thank you for sharing your toys with your sister. That was very kind of you." This type of praise helps children understand the importance of sharing and kindness. Telling a child they are good or bad can significantly impact their self-esteem and behavior. Labeling a child as good might make them feel valued, but it can also pressure them to be perfect. On the other hand, calling a child bad can hurt their self-esteem and make them believe that they can't do anything right. Instead of using these labels, focus on specific behaviors. Like I've mentioned, "You did a great job sharing your toys." Or, "Let's talk about why hitting isn't okay." This approach helps children understand which behaviors are positive or need improvement without defining their worth based on their actions. It's also important to highlight improvement. Children need to know you notice their efforts to improve. Here's an example. Your handwriting has improved so much. You've been practicing a lot, haven't you? Noticing their improvement encourages them to continue and recognize their hard work and progress. And when you're praising your kids, express genuine emotion. Children are perceptive and can tell when praise is insincere. Make sure your praise is heartfelt. Here's an example. I'm really proud of how you handled that situation. You were so calm and patient. Or you can say, I'm really proud of how you handled that situation. You were so calm and patient. That can have a powerful impact when it comes from a place of genuine pride and affection. It wasn't until I was 66 years old that someone told me they were proud of me. It brought tears to my eyes and made me speechless. It was my personal trainer, who I have talked about in other episodes. It was so heartfelt. He recognized my hard work and determination. It meant the world to me and helped me build my self-esteem. Here are some more specific examples. Instead of saying, "Nice painting," you can say, "I love how you use so many bright colors in your painting. It makes it look so cheerful." This type of praise acknowledges the effort, creativity, and thought process behind the task. Here's an example about homework. Rather than just, "Good job on your homework," say, "You did great on your math homework. I can see you're getting better at solving those problems." Recognizing effort motivates children to keep improving and lets them know you notice their hard work. Here's an example for helping at home. Instead of a generic, "Thanks for helping," try, "Thank you for helping set the table. You placed everything so neatly." This praise makes children feel competent and appreciated and more likely to repeat the helpful behavior. Here's an example as it relates to sports. Instead of, "You played well," try, "I saw how you kept trying even when the game was tough. Your determination is impressive." This type of praise helps children value perseverance and effort over just winning. I don't know about you, but I find it hard to give constructive feedback. I was going to say criticism, but feedback is a better word. Offering constructive feedback is a challenge for everyone, mainly because it's easy to focus on what someone did wrong. However, combining praise with gentle guidance can be highly effective in helping children develop skills and confidence. When you offer praise and constructive feedback, it helps your children understand what they did well and what they can work on. This method fosters a growth mindset where children view challenges as growth opportunities rather than failures. Here are some examples of combining praise with constructive feedback. When my kids were at home and I walked into their bedrooms to put something in there, it was hard to not want to just criticize. Here's what I should have been saying, using praise and constructive feedback. "You did a great job cleaning your room. It looks so tidy. Next time, let's try to organize your books a bit better. Maybe we can create a special spot for them on your shelf." The child feels proud of their effort, but also understands that organizing books or putting their clothes in a dresser is an area for improvement. This feedback is specific and actionable. It got to a point where my kids wouldn't even show me their homework because I messed up so often. So here's a better way of offering praise with constructive feedback. Your science project turned out amazing. The volcano looks really realistic. For the next project, let's add more details to your report. You could include some extra facts about how volcanoes work. This helps the child feel accomplished with their creative work while learning the importance of detailed written reports. It encourages them to balance creativity with thoroughness. Another key area to focus on is sports. It's hard not to criticize, especially when it comes into sports. I remember numerous trips after my son's hockey games when my husband would get upset with him because the team had lost. I would sit quietly, listening, wanting to protect him from the anger. Instead of attacking him, a better way we both could have handled it was by saying, "You played your best today. We saw you speed down the ice and take a good shot on the net." And to add the constructive feedback, next time, maybe pass it to your winger so he can take a shot. It'll help your team work better together. This works because your child is recognized for their athleticism and effort, but also understands the importance of teamwork and passing the puck. Offering constructive feedback can be challenging because it's easy to slip into a negative tone or focus only on what went wrong. Here are some tips to make it more effective. Be specific. General comments like, "Do better next time," are not helpful. Instead, provide specific, actionable feedback that the child can understand and implement. Stay positive. Frame your feedback positively. For instance, instead of saying, "You didn't organize your books," you could say, "Let's find a better way to organize your books." Balance praise and feedback. Ensure the child feels appreciated for their effort before giving feedback. This balance helps them stay motivated and open to improvement. Use I statements. Instead of saying, "You didn't listen," try saying, "I noticed that you struggled with listening today. How can we work on that together?" This feels like you're both working together. You can also get your child to self-reflect. Ask your child questions that helps them think about their performance. For example, "What part of your homework did you find most challenging?" This encourages them to reflect on their work and identify areas for improvement. While praise is essential, overpraising can have detrimental effects. So what does overpraising do to your child? It creates pressure. They might fear failure because they believe their worth depends on their achievement. Too much praise can lead to anxiety and stress, especially when they face challenges. Children might rely on external validation rather than finding joy in the task when overly praised. For example, if you constantly praise them for getting good grades, they might study only for praise rather than a genuine interest in learning. Excessive praise can lead children to develop unrealistic expectations and a sense of entitlement. They might expect praise for every little thing they do and struggle to handle constructive criticism or feedback. Overpraising children for their innate abilities, like intelligence, rather than their effort, can lead to a fixed mindset. They might avoid challenges because they fear that failing would contradict the praise they've received. In conclusion, praising your children is a powerful tool to shape their self-esteem, motivation, and overall development. When done thoughtfully, it reinforces positive behaviors, encourages perseverance, and strengthens the bond between parents and child. However, balancing praise with encouragement and constructive feedback is essential. By recognizing effort and offering specific feedback, you can help your children develop into confident, resilient individuals who value hard work and self-improvement. Remember, the ultimate goal is to guide them toward finding their sense of accomplishment and intrinsic validation, laying a solid foundation for their future success and well-being. Are you dreading your next car trip with the kids? Are you tired of the constant chorus of, "Are we there yet?" and the temptation to hand over a tablet? Fear not. Next week, I'll discuss creative screen-free ways to keep your children entertained and engaged on the road. Whether it's a cross-country adventure or a quick jaunt to the grocery store, these activities will make the journey enjoyable and help your kids develop essential skills. Buckle up and get ready to transform your travel time into fun, memorable family moments. Thank you, listeners, for embarking on this journey with me today. Your time and attention are precious, and I am genuinely grateful that you chose to spend them with the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast. Your support and engagement mean the world to me. As I conclude this episode, I want to remind you to subscribe to my podcast, Tips for Parenting Youngsters. With new episodes released every Thursday, you will want to take advantage of my valuable insights and strategies for positive parenting. Embark on a journey of self-discovery and join me as I navigate the complexities of parenting to build stronger family bonds and self-esteem. Parenting is full of challenges, but remember, the most profound change starts within us. Be the role model your children look up to. They always watch and learn from us. Visit parentingyoungsters.com for a wealth of free practical resources. The website is designed to support you and your family in your everyday parenting challenges. From tips on self-discipline and positive affirmations to various other valuable topics. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?